You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Live from Studio A at CITR 101.9 FM, it's Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Now here's Andy!
Welcome to another episode of Andy Land Radio. I am your host, Andrew Willis, and tonight is your night. It's Wednesday, so get ready to party, get up, get down. We're going to have a little bit of fun together, you and I, don't you worry. On tonight's show, we have the Thunderbeats, Acid Dad, Part Time, Necking, TV Party, Pop, Leonels, Fruit Tones, and Orville Peck on tonight's show with our special guest, Autumn Woods. So get ready to party, get up, get down. This is Andy Land Radio.
Life Lessons with Liam and Benny, available on YouTube and AndyLandRadio.com.
Andyland Radio is now on Giphy. Search a wide variety of stickers to make your posts smarter and happier. Search now using the phrase Andyland.
Making you feel smarter and happier, it's Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. On CITR 101.9 FM.
I'm Andrew Willis, and that song was called I'll Say Hello, because you know what? You got to say hello on a Wednesday. I'm saying hello to all these people who are out there. There's a bouncer who's trying to kick a guy out. He looks drunk as hell. By the way, sir, please stop arguing with the bouncer. Okay, you don't look all that good in that outfit. Your haircut, you could probably use one. And honey, that beard, it needs a Gillette. Bye, see ya. You got kicked out of the club. Nobody wants to see you. Oh, now he's pulling out his phone. He's probably texting Daddy. Daddy, the Mercedes. It's not going to be home at midnight.
When is he going to clue in that you're talking about him?
I don't know. Sorry. Oh, sorry. I'm joined here in studio with a guest. Hi, Autumn Woods.
Hey, how's it going?
Weird stuff happens when I get enraged. I'm in studio with Autumn Woods. I got so mixed up there for a moment.
Oh, it's all good. There's a lot going on outside. There's like probably 1,000 people trying to get into a room the size of my closet.
I guess so. Sir, with the highlights, they look pretty bad. Please go get some brunette. I could just sit here and read people all day. I really could. It's a lot of fun. Boys, girls, it's a Wednesday night. This is Andyland Radio. I'm Andrew Willis. And for the next hour, for better or for worse, you're trapped with me in this place that we call Radio Hell. It's radio fun. Rosemary, you're a really good friend of mine. You're here in studio. Say hello. Hi. Get that mic up over there. Tell me about you, baby.
How are you?
Good.
This is so much fun.
I'm so happy you could be here.
Me too.
I've been waiting for this day to happen.
Me too.
And now it's happened.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you know how to keep me excited.
Thank you. I don't know.
We'll get to you in a moment, baby. We'll get to you. No, honey, you're doing good. I just like to joke. I really do. Autumn Woods.
Hey, how's it going?
Who are these three beautiful men beside you?
These three beautiful men beside me are Owen and Koji Aiken and Bennett Taylor. Three out of the other four owners of my company.
Excellent. Are you guys accepting new shareholders?
If you'd like.
I don't know. What's the opening buy?
The opening buy? Well, right now shares are at $1.
Sweet.
Yeah. I can barely afford it.
Honey, I can afford 17 shares at this point. Bennett, tell me about yourself.
What's
your name? What do you do? What do you play?
Hello, my name is Bennett Taylor. I play the recorder. It's an instrument that I learned in elementary school.
It's cousin of the skin flute.
Distant cousin.
Honey, I play not that distant. I play both really well. And yeah, so you do the recorder.
I do the recorder. I also play I play Kyle on iZombie.
Okay.
I'm in one episode. I'm an actor.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Actually.
Yeah.
Making some YTV dollars or what?
Oh, man, if only. That would be amazing. I want to be Carlos. I'd love to be Carlos. That'd be amazing.
I could see being Mexican.
Yeah, people say that.
I don't know why. Can I say let me see that stash. Are you growing out that stash for
I actually shaved it for the show.
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Not very well.
Turn me on. I love it. Sweep me away with that stash. Who's the boy next to you? Kyoji.
My name's Koji.
Koji.
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
I threw in some extra vowels.
I'm feeling special today. Thank you. I really
appreciate
that.
You're looking special. Take off that hat. Let me see that long, flowy hair.
You got the flow? You got the flow? It's called, I call
that
it the mane.
Is some sexy hair.
Thank you. I really appreciate it.
Rosemary, do you approve of this hair? I want to know.
Yes,
what do you think?
I approve. Yeah.
Oh, thank you, Rosemary. You're
Rosemary knows
thank
a,
you.
She, just so you know, Rosemary knows a thing or two. Don't worry. We're going to get to you in a moment.
But I know a thing or two. Tell
she
me
does.
What I know.
Well, she has a magazine. It's called
Unsubscribe Magazine.
And
yes.
You are, which university did you go to?
I went to Western University.
Yeah.
So I work for the magazine. And we do lots of
all those people
around.
Standing out there who go to UBC, your university is not as fun as Western.
Sorry, guys.
Hey, don't throw shade.
What, you go here?
I do go here.
Koji goes here.
We can teach you how to party one day.
Wait, you're part of a frat, aren't you?
I am part of a frat, so I can out-party you.
I have a question.
I don't know. Yes. I don't know about that.
Okay, for let me get to a few things. So, Rosemary, let's get some promo for what you do.
Yeah, so Unsubscribe Magazine. So I'm work in their PR department. I'm their director of PR, and me and a family friend run the magazine, and it's all about unsubscribing from societal trends and living the life you always want, and we just provide that for people, and we talk about different things in life that are important.
Good stuff.
Are you gonna good do energy and stuff like that.
Can I do my my top 10 favorite vibrators?
I don't think that would make our cut.
Honey, people need some sexual health.
I would do something else with you. Yeah, we can do sexual health.
Let's do a sexual health thing.
We can do it like in a more like better like
in a more refined manner.
Because Andyland Radio is just like, you know, it's like the harsh.
It's part. Honesty. It's what people want to hear.
We love honesty, but
need.
More like.
But we got to keep it puritanical for the print.
No, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that. We accept anything. So any but writers
me.
Out there who
you're
wanna...
prejudiced. She's homophobic.
No, do not. No, I'm not.
She's
hey,
a homophobe.
Hey.
No, I'm joking.
No,
I'm
no.
Joking.
We accept like
you didn't buy
all sorts of writers, different articles, poetry. Different businesses that are local. We're actually doing a launch event at the end of September, so everybody come visit us. So yeah.
Cool. Let's get to this third gentleman who's here. Boom, both mics are flying in his
way
face.
Way to go.
Yeah. Ooh, it's not a good day.
Like a good party.
Mm.
Big old things in your face. What's going on with you? What's your name?
Howdy. My name is Owen. I'm the second half of the Aiken brother, and I'm part of Relatives.
Wait, who's the other Aiken brother? Oh, Koji.
Yeah.
See, okay, I'm not racist. I wasn't going to assume things, but I did kind of think, I was like, ooh, fuck, I think, oh, they might be. Oh, I just swore. Oh, my God, that was the first F-bomb of the night. I don't know. It was the
is this a clean show?
Well,
not
I mean,
anymore.
It's
Andyland.
It's,
know.
Yeah, it's, you know, just
it
light.
It can push the boundaries.
Yeah, you know, you don't need a full, you know, cycle for it. You can just do a light soap.
Yeah, for sure.
It comes out a little bit clean. Yeah, hey! Can you stop harassing?
What's good?
Can you stop harassing that guy?
I love the leopard
print
jacket.
Who's wearing that ugly pink t-shirt. Oh my God, this bouncer is throwing somebody out. Hey, stop fighting with the bouncer. He's like five times your size. If he sat on you, he'd kill you. Please sit on him. Yeah, you know what?
I'm
glad.
They kiss.
Oh God, I'm gonna do this all night. I can't get distracted anymore. Okay, look, we're gonna get to some music. We come back. We're gonna have more with our friends here in studio, not the friends outside the studio getting kicked out. We're gonna play the song Sriracha.
Woo! Woo! Yep.
And that's why you're here, Autumn. By the way, sorry, you're here to talk about your music. Can you tell us about Sriracha before we throw to that?
Yeah. So Sriracha is a song that is sort of like the end of an era for our group Relatives. So Relatives is a company that we have that it's a multimedia label. So we release everything from podcasts to music. We plan modeling shoots. We plan events. And Sriracha is through the band Relatives. There was 12 of us at the time, and now there's 4. So this was the last song we released with the whole
lineup.
You're like
Jesus and the disciples. There's 12 and then they all kind of went away.
That's why I'm growing out my hair.
There you go. I love that.
Nail me to the cross later.
Oh, nail you. Ooh. My God. It's been a while since I had a good nailing. We talked about that earlier. Yeah. There's some things I could say. I don't know if I should say. We'll wait and leave it for later. Bennett, you do poetry. That's pretty
yes,
hot.
I do. I wrote a poem, a poetry book.
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
Oh,
we
hit the.
Yeah, no.
Is it going?
Yeah, no.
Are we going? Here comes the song.
No, Sriracha started to play. No. We're,
I can't
we're
wait.
We're talking to you, baby. Go wait. Into it. No. What? Tell me about it.
Okay, my poetry book is called At the Risk of Humiliation. I did it as a challenge with my roommates. They were also wanting to make a poetry book.
Yeah.
And so we all were forced to do it in a year, which we did. And my punishment was I had to stand in the middle of Metrotown with a signboard on my chest. But I didn't have to do the punishment because I made my poetry book. So
what did the sign have to say?
Sounds lit.
Exactly.
Sounds pretty fun. Sounds like a great reason to write poetry. I thought you did it because you were like in love with somebody. Or, you know, you discovered
poems
a...
about?
Oh, Rosemary's interesting.
So is self... touching allowed? Are we allowed to talk about that on Andyland?
So you jerked off.
No.
I made poems about my last.
You touched yourself.
I was trying not to touch myself.
Oh, wow.
In the year of 2018.
If you need a helping hand, baby, just let me know. You could have just given me a call.
Yes, put it's good for somebody paper. Else.
All right.
What, say again?
So you put pen to paper instead?
Instead of hand to.
Exactly.
Instead of hand to body, you put pen to paper.
Exactly, Rosemary. You get me.
I get it.
Yeah.
Rosemary, which one of these guys would you likely date?
Oh my God, that's like really putting me on the spot.
Be honest,
who'd you go for?
I don't know.
Come on.
Who do you think is the best winker? Let's see a wink. Bennett, can you do good? Bennett doesn't. Oh, Bennett.
Whoa!
Oh
my God.
I felt my stomach just fall
Bennett.
From out of my
yeah.
body. Okay.
Well,
Autumn, let's see yours. Oh, okay. Wait, what do you think? Okay. Rosemary and I are both sitting across from four gentlemen. Rosemary.
So Bennett did it.
Yeah, Bennett did it. Okay, let's see Bennett one more time.
Oh, that was like a halfway.
Okay, what would you give him out of five? What would you give him?
Like a 4.
Okay. Okay.
I don't
Koji,
know.
Koji.
Oh.
Okay.
And a click.
A little click. Okay, I give him a 3.5.
Yeah, there you go.
That's your turn. Oh, that was good.
Oh, he did like a lift.
Okay. All right, let's see.
Okay.
Let's see here.
Oh.
See, Autumn does it like he's already effed you.
I feel like
he did.
I feel like it's like a natural instinct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Autumn just did it like he already effed you and didn't even know it.
Probably, yeah.
It's
yeah,
weird.
Yeah.
When we come back from the show, actually, we're going to be talking more here with Autumn and friends in studio. My lovely friend, Rose Murray. I gave you that nickname, Murray.
I hate that nickname.
Murray.
I hate it.
Well, you know
no
what?
One's
I
allowed
love
to
it.
Call me that.
Up next on the show, we have Sriracha by Adam Woods.
It's by Relative.
By relatives. You know what? Be quiet. This is my show. On Andyland Radio.
Ayo. Sean Evans. Put us on hot ones. Bitch!
Pulling up, I got the homies in the backseat. I leave the shotgun free, that's a hot seat. And when the kicks just kill, I'm a deadbeat. We keep running, this shit won't catch me. Outside like Bergoli, finna blow up. I've been talking too much when you shoot your shots and the shit don't hit. Tryna score too big, then you know I'm the goalie. Yeah, I'm sipping the sauce out the bottle. Yeah, spitting the spiciest after I swallow. That pussy be slain habanero. Yeah, my bitch Aphrodite and I be Apollo.
Yeah, I'm feisty, homies trying to fight me. Swerving on a hype beat, sipping on an iced tea. Yeah, your boy got ice, but he's spicy. Yeah, your boy too nice, but he's spicy. Yeah, I'm feisty, homies trying to fight me. Swerving on a hype beat, sipping on an iced tea. Yeah, your boy got ice, but he's spicy. Yeah, your boy too nice, but he's spicy.
Damn, man, for real, yeah, 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 yeah. Fake Scott's got ideal, yeah, 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 yeah. Going blank, temp Kelvin, yeah, yeah, yeah. No chill, Sean Evans, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ice High School, hell yeah, yeah, yeah. Baka Jenna, yeah, 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 yeah. Smash your team or still, yeah. No chill, Sakurai, yeah.
Quick like Forrest, I'm flooring it, going for it. No telling if I'm gonna stop, born for it. It's like I got a sickness over a habit, contagious, spread like infection. You wanna be clean like this, don't freak like this, real G-type shit, You ain't never gonna be like us. That booty so voluptuous.
Yeah, I'm feisty, homies tryna fight me. Swerving on a hype beat, sipping on an iced tea. Yeah, your boy got ice, but he's spicy. Yeah, your boy's too nice, but he's spicy. Yeah, I'm feisty, homies tryna fight me. Swerving on a hype beat, sipping on an iced tea. Yeah, your boy got ice, but he's spicy. Yeah, your boy's too nice, but he's spicy.
I'm a big dog with a jaw like a pit bull. Say hi to the risk, get a fistful. Scoville's on a billion. 500k in a day, half a million. I don't wanna impress, I'ma invest. What's your interest? This is intense. Do I make sense now? I'ma tell you all the rest now. Like, when you rap, it's a letdown. Say, hit infinity, really in my vicinity. Really, like, are you kidding me? Uppercase thug, you a little G. Goddamn, and you're killing me.
I'm the man, I told ya.
Carhartt pants with the pocket soldier. I know ya, never made a hit like this. Jalapeno, habanero. I'm De Niro in Taxi Driver. I'ma skirt that thing and I'm passing by you. Goddamn, I'ma murder them. Oh, you rapping your crew, never heard of them.
Never heard of them. I've been too hot, goddamn. Life hard, living in a flame, girl. Love them burns on my hands, damn. We gon' burn these pants, baby.
You better watch the fuck out. I might just pull up and wash my dick in your sink.
Everybody plan to live till the head pop off. Everybody ducking 12 till they see the cops. Everybody in the flesh and got their bread all wrong. Everybody in the party out of luck. Got in the dicks and the kids in my bitch. You bitches are stretching with all of your shit. Your hits are weak, your tracks are whack. I'm dodging the case, put your head on.
Spicy loving, I just wanna turn it up a notch. I got ovens, frying pans, lover, you can make it hot, baby. Spicy loving, I just wanna turn it up a notch. I got ovens, frying pans, lover, you can make it hot, baby.
thinking about it, we're talking about it. Andy Land Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
Check out the new album EP number 1 by TV Party. Available now on all major streaming platforms.
Part time before you fall apart on Andy Land Radio. You know, I really like that album. Spell Six. You got to check it out. I don't know if it's... Yeah, it is Spell Six. Pretty sure it is. I don't know. Spell number six, Spell Six. I don't know. I will talk to my friend at... And I'm not going to say who he is, but it's Melmac on Instagram, who I chat with. He's actually a member of that band. And we have a lot of late night chats together, and I quite enjoy it. And yeah, I really like that album. It's really good. I'm joined here in studio. I'm with my friend Rosemary Autumn Woods. That's not the name, Rosemary Autumn Woods, but that'd be so... Oh my God. You two should get married. Here, let me turn on your mics there so you can talk. Rosemary.
You trying to get married?
Rosemary Woods.
Let's get Rose married.
Wow.
Oh.
I'm here all night.
Rosemary, there you go. Autumn Woods is a musical performer, guest sensation. He's like an audience. He has nice chest hair. Can I see it?
Yeah.
Let me see that chest
hair. I can unbutton more.
And you got a jewel going on.
Not a smoking jewel, but a crystal. I also have a smoking jewel, though.
You do. What flavor do you smoke?
Right now I got mint, but last time I got cucumber and wanted to vomit.
I love cucumber. Oh, I'm using cucumber.
Cucumber. I'm actually on Autumn with this one. I don't like the cucumber at all.
It's just like weird. I can't tell if it's fruity or...
I like mint, though, to be honest.
Mint is good.
Because then I can actually feel it.
It's refreshing, and I can't actually compute how much it's probably hurting my body because it feels good.
Well, you know what? I was reading today, my friend Mitch Gatto. Hi, Mitch. I love you. I know you're listening. He posted this thing on his story about a kid who was like 15 who died of a stroke from smoking hella vape.
Oh.
Oh, what?
Okay.
So that's why I'm kind of terrified.
Like, how much, though? Because some kids smoke like 50 Nick all day.
Yeah, but he would do like 2 Juul pods a day.
You know,
ooh.
Like,
yeah.
That's just a lot. Expensive.
Like, yeah, that's, seriously, that's a bad habit.
I'm not going to lie, though. Like, I smoke 1 Juul pod. Like, when I was smoking the 5%, I would smoke maybe 1 every 4 days.
Mm.
And now that I am down to the 1%, 1.5%. Rosemary, get into the mic because you just got a vape. We should talk about this.
You just convinced me.
Before we get into that, I smoke the 1.5 and I smoke maybe 1 a day, one every day and a half.
Yeah.
Mm. Rosemary, I did get you into hella vape. You're smoking the fruit one. Tastes like baby Tylenol.
I hate the fruit one.
It is so gross.
You convinced me to get it, and then I went and got it, and I don't like it.
Because you wanted to get cigarettes and chip away at them.
I
said, no, don't get smokes. Yeah, you did, Rosemary. Murray!
No, ew, I hate that name.
Rosemary Woods.
What? I get it.
You two should totally go on a date. Are you single, Autumn?
Yeah.
Oh, and you both live on the shore, which is great because that means you never leave.
Is this a matchmaking show?
I think it is. You know what? It is
like
a matchmaking show.
Absolutely.
Tell us about you, Andrew. Does anybody ever get to interview you?
He's coming on my podcast.
Oh.
No, they don't.
So, Andrew.
although I will say, though, that...
cutting me off.
Yeah, no, I was cutting you off a little bit. No, what I will say, though, is that... not many people interview me. I would like to be interviewed.
Can we do that?
Yeah, we could do that.
Oh, wait. Autumn's going to do that.
Autumn is going to do that. Yes.
Yes, I am.
Tell me about your podcast. You have 3, 4, 5.
I have 3 podcasts, and we're about to start a 4th one that I'm a little less involved in than the other 3. So Relatives, part of the multimedia label side of it, is that we host a podcast network. There's 3 shows. My show, Big Truth with Autumn Woods, which is an interview show. I interview people, professionals, creatives, anyone that I think is an interesting person that needs a platform and just have a conversation. Who knows where it'll go. That's the one I want you on. Family Movie Night, which is a movie review podcast with my friends Austin and Quinn.
Okay.
And Life in a Shell with Christina Shell. My best friend Christina Shell is one of the head teachers at Harvard Dance, and she also has a podcast in a similar vein to mine. Just brings on people.
Why do I know that name?
Christina Shell, she's like... pretty well known in the city. She's an amazing person.
Yeah, is she amazing? I don't know. I haven't
absolutely
met her yet. I'll be the judge of that. I don't know. Bennett, is she amazing?
Christina Shell's a lovely person, an amazing dancer.
Yeah,
I don't know why I find you attractive.
Because I am attractive.
I don't know why.
No, I really.
Great answer.
Sorry, Bennett's sitting here. He's looking hot. If anyone's on at Andyland Radio on Instagram, you'll see he's wearing the tie dye shirt. Mm-hmm. You look like a cross between like Harry Styles in Dunkirk and.
Yeah.
Someone a little more ethnic than that.
Oh.
What are you? What's your nationality?
My father is from the Caribbean.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
West Indies.
You must be hung like a horse. Are you?
Man, I
you're doing good, aren't you?
Can confirm.
Man, I haven't pulled my penis out and compared it with another man.
Well,
recently.
If you want to do it now, I'm not saying no. I mean, no.
Hey, it'll be an experience for sure.
Why not? I'll get the ruler. What do you think, Autumn? Huh? Do you think he's packing heat down there?
Absolutely.
Have you seen my penis yet?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Be honest. Wait, have you?
No, I wish.
You know what? I think you guys should explore that tonight and maybe invite me over.
Yeah.
And Rosemary, too.
What are you guys doing after? I think an orgy.
Yeah. I'm a full orgy right here in studio.
Yeah.
Just piss off Madeline and Dora again. That must be great.
I don't think audio is the format for porn.
You know what? You'd be surprised. I have a good moan.
Porncast?
Yeah. My name is Andy Moans.
I bet you do.
On Pornhub.
I bet you do.
Andy Moans Radio.
Yeah, no, Andy Moans Radio. Oh my God.
Whole show of moaning.
So spooky. So weird. I don't know. Yeah, this whole show's devolved.
What? I have a movie question for Autumn. So what did you think of Lion King? Was it good?
I have thoughts about the Lion King.
We're going to talk about that in the news. We're going to get into Lion King. No, but let's hear about
jumping
that.
Jumping the gun.
Because some people liked it and some people didn't.
I thought it,
yeah.
I think there's reasons to like it and dislike it. That sounded really political. But my thing is, like, okay, if you want a good quality movie with an emotional connection to the story, characters who are really displaying a lot of interesting feelings and ideas, the original Lion King is better. But the new Lion King is a visual marvel, and the way that they made that shit is crazy. They literally filmed the whole thing with VR headsets on, and they walked around in these virtual worlds and like placed lions. They're like, I want a lion here, and I want a hyena here, and then they came in with real cameras and walked through with VR headsets and filmed it as if they were in the Sahara, which is crazy. It's never been done like that before. Brand new technology. But in terms of the actual like way that the characters interact and all that stuff, it's not the same as the original.
Kind of just reminds me of, like, Disney fucked National Geographic, and like that's what came out. You know what I mean?
It looks like you're watching Planet Earth.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah,
it's insane.
For those of you guys listening, we're just sitting here in studio taking bong hits really hard. Just talking about music. Rosemary,
what did you think about Rocket Man?
Oh,
I haven't seen it yet.
Did you actually? Oh,
you know what?
I reviewed that on my podcast as well.
No, I really liked Rocket Man.
I loved Rocket Man.
It was good, but a lot of people didn't like it.
Everyone, be quiet. I think we're having a moment here. I think we're having a moment.
What about Rocket Man?
You want to go see Rocket Man with me?
I've already seen it, but yeah, sure.
Okay, I think you two are like going on like a little bit of a date.
This is a date.
Okay, Autumn, I want you to talk right now to Rosemary.
About what?
About Rocket Man.
About Rocket
Boys,
Man.
Boys, let's watch this. Big Dick Bennett, let's hear that.
Let's check this out. That's the name of your album.
God, yeah. He's blowing
Yo,
me
real
away.
Quick, his Ooh. Middle name is Farnsworth. How hot is that?
I could do without it. I could do without it. I'm not really a fan. Not really.
Autumn likes it.
No, let's get back to this date.
Okay. Right. Rocket Man?
Yeah, no, look her in the eye when
Rocket
you're doing
Man
it.
Was good.
How can
I'm
I make
porn,
this romantic?
The porn director. No, get the mic over here. Swing a mic over to Autumn.
Did you know that Rocket Man was the highest budget movie to ever have a male on male sex scene in it?
Was it really? Okay, there you
I
go.
I can believe There's that. Yeah.
Isn't that exciting?
Yeah.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
What's his name? Richard.
No, Richard
Madden.
Madden.
You're talking
Richard
to him.
Benson is so hot.
Yeah,
sorry.
Big time. So, that's all we need to say. That's pretty much the plot of the movie.
No, I really liked the movie.
I loved it.
Except Bohemian Rhapsody was better.
Ooh, hot take. I disagree personally. And the reason why is because I think since Freddie Mercury is dead, they were like very lightly touching on things, so they didn't want to sully his image. But because Elton John was alive, he was like, fucking blast me. Let's make this movie intense.
But I think that's why they were different. Like Freddie, the...
Keep going.
We should review Titanic if we're going to have music like this play.
We really should.
Yeah.
Okay,
you're on a date. Keep making the eye contact.
Rhapsody.
We're going to mate you two.
We're going to mate?
Oh, yeah.
We should be talking about the Lion King, then.
We probably should. All right. I tried to have a moment here, but it didn't quite work.
Chris right. Schreiber tried to call in.
You know what? Chris Schreiber is boring.
Come on, Chris. Call
us. Chris. It's fine.
You missed us.
No, everyone stop. You missed your moment. And that's okay. It's fine, Chris. You call into the show.
Yeah, you missed us.
He was drunk.
Chris was trying to object to
the
wedding.
For those of you who don't know, Chris is a friend of both Rosemary and I. And
I hate that. Stop it.
Okay. Autumn, if you sleep with Rosemary, you're going to, like, at the peak of climax.
Oh, my God, stop.
Murray!
I'm going to cut you off right there. Holy shit. No.
All right. Okay.
No.
All right. Okay. You know what? We've ganged up on this woman enough.
But yeah, leave me alone. Fuck. Ever since I walked in here, it was just like shots fired.
There'll be more shots fired later. Just wait.
Murray!
Just wait till Bennett walks you over to his car. A little bit.
Yeah, I thought so.
I don't know. I've never had. You know what? I'm surrounded by more dicks than a curious teenager. We got to go to a break.
What's happening outside?
We got to go to break right now.
Do we? Okay.
I think we do. We're going to listen to Go Getter. Because, you know, why not? Necking. It's fun. After that, we're going to have some Strange Noises by Rosemary and Autumn Woods. No. Strange Noises by TV Party. Yeah, it's weird. All right. Go Get Her. Next on Ambuline Radio.
Andy Bye. Moans Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM.
Ready to grip the sheets and bite the pillow. We're topping the news at the bottom of the hour.
There's some fun things happening in television and radio and all that. I'm sorry, Autumn. I'm trying to do a radio show and you're on your phone in the studio.
Autumn's busy.
Shame. Yeah, you know what he's busy doing.
Try to get someone to call in.
Oh, okay. Then that's fine. Sorry.
It's
if it's going to help me and service me in my career, then I'm okay with it. As we all know, brilliant. I'm a little bit, you know, I wish
into
I was
yourself?
More craven, but I'm not. I am a little bit into myself.
Just a little.
honey, if I wasn't, I wouldn't be where I am today. I'd be back at the trailer park I left. So you know what?
We're proud of you.
Doing damn good. I worked my butt off. I worked my tuchus off. And, you know, not going to work some of this weight off. I don't know. I'll put a little bit on over the winter.
No, but you slimmed down.
I did.
I noticed.
You didn't. No, just kidding. No, I'm joking. Say no, I'm kidding.
I'm not going to give you any more compliments.
No, okay, no. Give me, no. Okay.
No,
okay.
You're cut off.
Okay, you know what? Let me give you a compliment. Let's go to compliment land. Rosemary.
Yes.
You're beautiful.
Thank you.
Those eyes look like a sensation.
There's lights.
There's someone calling into the station. Let's
see if
they...
Shell.
Hi, is this Christine Shell?
Hello?
Hi, Christine. Do you have the radio on?
I don't have the radio on.
Good.
Right,
okay, good. Because I got a little bit of an echo there. You called me right when I was giving my friend Rosemary a compliment, but I don't know. Do you want to finish
Christine
it off?
Christine can have it.
Christina. I'm so sorry. Christina.
Yeah?
Do you want to give my friend Rosemary a compliment?
No. Christina can have
Rosemary.
The one you're going to give.
No, Rosemary. Please be quiet.
Ever.
Thank you.
Okay, everyone
You're
be
welcome.
Quiet.
I've actually never heard anybody with the name Rosemary.
Thanks so much.
It's so beautiful.
Wow.
Oh my God,
this
that
is
sound,
really
that music. Wow.
I know. It's
Thank
heavenly.
Thank you. Thank you, Christina.
If you had a movie, that would be the song right now.
Wow.
What's your favorite thing about Rosemary?
My favorite thing about Rosemary is it tastes freaking delicious.
That's actually true. You know, hey, fun fact, when
like,
I was
you don't
little.
Like rosemary?
No, I love rosemary. Like,
right?
That's weird to say, but anyway.
now look who's full of themselves.
When I was little, I used to, like, make a joke that I was famous because I was in all the grocery stores. And I was, like, 4 and I would run around. I know, it's not funny, but I thought it was funny. I was, like, 4. Okay, you know what?
Okay.
I'm
Hi,
you
Christina. It's Autumn.
Like, Christine. Okay.
He's having fun with the soundboard.
I am, actually. I spent a lot of money on it, so I kind of have to. You know what? Why did you call into the show? Is it because you love Autumn so much?
Because I love Autumn.
Are you dating him?
No.
Have you ever dated
he's
him?
My best friend.
Would you date him?
Would I date Autumn?
I feel like he's
Sorry,
good
about Autumn, I love you too much as a friend. No.
That's fair.
You wouldn't like, get into the sack with him.
I think he's like, oh wow.
I'm sorry to put you on blast.
Hardcore
like
friend zone. He's like my little brother.
Really?
My heart. Yeah.
Huh. Are you dating anyone?
Am I dating anybody? No, yeah. I'm single, but I'm ready to mingle.
How long have you been single for?
Oh my gosh, those are like very intimate questions.
Well, maybe I want to date you. Maybe I want to swing to the other side.
Just shoot him down. Just say no. Just say no to his questions.
Yeah, no.
Okay, you know what, Rosemary? I'm putting you on council. There you go. Your mic's off. Okay, it's just you and me, Christina. Now, Christina, I want to know some things about you.
Okay, ask away.
What do you do?
I am a professional dancer. Choreographer, director.
I bet you have a really nice.
Yeah. Have a freaking podcast called Life in a Shell.
Yeah. I feel like you keep that shell nice and tight.
What are you saying?
What?
Yeah.
What did you even just say?
I don't know. What'd you hear?
That's really good.
I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
Well, I guess we'll never know.
Blah, 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 and like a really mischievous, sexy voice.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm putting it on just for you.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah.
I feel so special.
If this was a date, would it be going well?
Yeah, because you're kind of funny.
Yeah?
You have this weird wit charm, I guess, about you.
Would I have a chance with you?
What color eyes do you have?
They're red.
Oh.
I have allergies right now.
Oh, damn.
I'm allergic to rosemary the herb.
Yeah, I have red eyes right now, too.
Do you really?
Yeah, I do.
Tell me more about you. What are you wearing?
What am I wearing?
Yeah, I want to know what's going on with you. What's happening?
Damn, let the imagination roll.
We're in a nice little nightie.
Autumn, where are you?
He turned off my microphone.
I turned off his microphone. He's busy with Rosemary. They're having a little kiss and cuddle over it in the library.
Hey, back on.
All right,
I found a new mic.
Wait.
I'm here.
Before you put them on.
Am I on?
Oh, right. They're on.
I'm here. We're here.
You know what, Christina? We had a moment, but you completely threw it away.
And
I did not consent to you giving it away like that.
Sorry, I did not expect this to happen, Christina. Please forgive me.
Christina, we love you.
Oh see, this God. Is what's happening. The kids
Christina,
are getting the kids are
you
getting
seem
all
really nice.
Uptight.
Andrew's just being mean.
The kids are getting all uptight.
No, it's okay. Good job, Christina.
They're getting uptight with
you
their sexuality. They're getting uptight with everything. Chris, everyone's getting uptight.
No, what's your favorite song?
Who's? My favorite song?
You're going to tell like me a lot about you.
Well, I like the song Sriracha. I like the song...
That's our song.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. That's good.
Okay, yeah. Woo.
I also really like the song F the Police. I play that all the time when I'm walking through my hood with a big boombox. And I love listening to Yiddish raps. I think that's pretty fun.
Oh.
Are you Jewish?
That's just magical. Am I Jewish?
Yeah.
No.
You should
not.
Be.
I know.
The
I
only religion be. To be. If you're not Jewish, you're anti-Semitic.
Are you Jewish?
You bet your butt I am.
He's not.
You bet your shell I am.
Oh. Christina, you got to start saying that.
Actually, all right.
I have a drum kit beside me. Ready?
Yeah, let's hear it. You going to play a tune?
It was pretty shitty.
Can you hold a tune?
Okay, wait. I'm putting my phone down so I can show you.
You're a dancer. You're supposed to be more acrobatic than this.
What up? Ready?
Are you playing with your feet?
Is that a real drum kit?
Is it a Hooked on Phonics monkey?
Can, like,
really shitty. Hi, Autumn.
Hello.
Okay. That was cool. I don't know what just happened there. I went on a date. It ended weirdly.
Well,
I got completely disparaged by an anti-Semite named Christina Schell.
No, not true.
Well, I don't know. Maybe. Who knows?
Yeah, Lord have mercy.
Let's talk about Autumn's music, and then let's get into some news.
Sorry. Please forgive me, Christina.
Oh, my God. Always.
Yeah.
Okay, wait.
Christina, do you have any questions for Autumn?
Start it off.
Do you have any questions for me, Christina?
Otherwise, we've got to let you go. We've got to get into some riveting news about cats.
What are you grateful for?
What am I grateful for? I'm grateful for the show. I'm super stoked about this.
I don't know. You seemed pretty uptight a moment ago.
You're scaring her.
I guess so.
Yeah, you really are.
Am I really?
Yeah.
Do you like being scared? Do you? I feel like you might.
Okay.
Yeah.
you know that Halloween's coming up around the corner, so.
No, don't. Wow.
How do you have so many cool sound effects?
Somebody take it away.
Okay. All right, Christina, you know what? Ask a question. Do you have any questions here for Autumn Woods? He has music out. It's on all major streaming platforms.
Every single one.
It was like, what, two tracks?
No, we have a whole album.
Oh.
Hmm?
He does only have two tracks.
No, it's true. My personal Spotify has one song on it, but Relatives is a whole album and a single. Yeah.
Huh?
She's singing my song.
Are you wearing a helmet?
What?
No. I feel like you might need to.
I'm wearing a helmet. No, I just can't sing.
No.
You Christina. Download his song because. It's going to change your freaking life because it's a summer hit. Let me tell you that.
Thank you. I love you.
You know what? We love her. A round of applause. We really, really love her. She's a good girl.
I love you, Christina.
She's a fun girl. She can take some fun.
So, like, are you ready for that real date then?
I am, if you are.
Yeah, let's
go. Where can I take you?
Where are you going to take me?
I don't know, McDonald's.
Actually, I'd fuck with a mercenary, to be honest.
You want to go to Whistler?
That's too much.
Well, I know. I'm the one having to pay. I don't know. What are you thinking here? Like $30 for an entree and then maybe like a salad for like 14 at Cactus Club or what? What are you thinking here?
You're crazy.
Well, I don't know. I just want to know what I'm getting myself into. I don't want to have the debit card decline.
Oh, that's the worst feeling.
Has it ever happened to you, Autumn?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah?
That's yeah, yeah.
You've been with someone on a date, and it's...
Oh, no, not on a date, luckily.
Yeah.
Yeah, once...
That happened to me on a date, and the guy's card wouldn't work.
Oh, so you had to pay?
No, it was more like this. Just looked, went, eh? And I was like, okay, yeah, for sure.
Oh.
Wait, did you pay for it?
Yeah.
How much was it?
I do. It was like, I mean, like, it wasn't like... cheap. It was like 80, I guess.
Oh.
$80. You know what?
I wasn't planning to spend $80 plus tips for like $100 out of my pocket that night.
Where was this? Where'd you guys go?
Alibi room.
Yeah. You like beer? You know, I applied at the Alibi room for a job and they never bloody well hired me.
Bloody well.
I'm never going there. And if I do go there, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to poop all over their bathroom floor.
Wow.
I'm serious. You know what we're going to do?
Can I just stop you there and just say, I'm okay without the date.
Oh, really? You're turning me down on the date now?
Yes.
Why?
Because.
Did you actually think we're going
to
go on a date?
To go on a date with somebody who's going to fucking shit on the floor.
You know what? You know what? Do you work for a living, Missy? Do you work? Because I do. And I'm trying to find a job. And then I find one, and then they turn me down. Because I'm overqualified or God knows what. Maybe my boobs aren't big enough. I don't know. I mean, they're pretty big. I do have B cups.
So were you wearing a V-neck? You should ask Autumn Woods about V-necks.
Autumn, do you like them?
I don't wear them anymore, but there was a phase from grade 9 through 11 where I wore a V-neck every single day. I was like scared of crew necks.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You don't follow
You got bullied for it.
I did get bullied for it. I got bullied like crazy about that in high school.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was fun. Okay, Christina,
well,
save yourself.
Yeah, Christina, you know, I like to say this is fun, but it wasn't. So, you know what?
I'm saying
what?
You know what can make it more fun?
Drugs.
Do you have, go on to Autumn's Twitter and just read his tweets.
Do you guarantee swear in the Virgin Mary that
Autumn, please tell everybody about the crow incident.
Oh, okay. Yo, once Christina and I were walking down the street a couple months ago and we heard the most terrifying blood-curdling scream I've ever heard in my entire life. We turn around and a dead crow had fallen on a woman's head. No idea where it came from, if it fell out of a tree. Right in front of us, and she screamed and like pretty much ran away.
I think I threw it at her.
That was you.
That was me. Autumn, what's your
everything is solved now.
What's your Instagram, Autumn?
My Instagram is autumn.underscore.woods.
.underscore.woods.
And my Twitter is it's Autumn Woods.
All right.
It's your real name, Autumn Woods.
Oh, damn it. Oh, it's Autumn now. Woods. All right, let's see. This better be interesting because I'm really going to be running late on the show. I don't know if there's news here. No, I'm not an addict. I'm more of a nicotine enthusiast. I think about the movie Flushed Away every single day.
Oh, that's a classic.
It's a classic.
The rats
get flushed down the toilet.
Yeah.
Ever take a step out of a movie and feel like a different person? I did actually after watching Neon Demon.
Yeah.
The Neon
right?
Demon.
Ooh,
yeah.
Good movie.
Yeah. Okay, there you go. Do you want to go on a date with me and watch that?
No.
I'll buy the popcorn.
Fine.
All right, I'll buy the popcorn. I promise I won't take a poop in the movie theater.
Make sure your credit card doesn't decline.
Well, it probably will, but you know, I'll punch her in the throat and steal the popcorn.
That's intense.
I know. I got all planned out.
That got so extreme.
Oh my God! Everyone's so triggered nowadays. For Christ's sake. All right, let's read more here. You can
what
tell by the
sign are you?
Cancer.
Oh, I'm a Cancer moon.
That's why. Yeah, we're not gonna get along.
What are you? A Pisces?
I'm a fucking Aries.
Ew. You're vile.
I know.
But I like it.
I know.
I'm attracted to it.
I know.
Yeah, what are you guys? I don't even know.
Yeah.
Christina Schell, I actually really like this Christina Schell chick. She's really awesome.
You want to come on to my podcast?
I would love to.
There you go. There's a date.
You know what? Ooh. I know you. I do know you, though. Do you do comedy at all?
No.
For some reason, I know you from somewhere. I don't know where, but we're going to figure
where
it out.
Where do you know me from?
I don't know.
I think you gotta dig real deep, Andy.
I guess so. I'm Egg Sauce Ted.
What's your Instagram?
Andyland Radio. Let's see here. What other brilliance do we have in here by Autumn
Don't
Woods?
Keep doing this to me.
This is brutal, out of context. I will never let it die. The anus is universal, my friend.
Somebody tweeted that at me. In context, it made sense. Out of context.
Was that Mickey?
That was Mickey, yeah.
Huh.
Wait, what is it?
All right, you know what? I got to wrap things up here. We got to talk about a few things. I don't know if we should. What do you boys think?
I want to talk about things.
Okay. You know what we're going to do? We're gonna push the news over to the next break. We're going to get into some music. We'll talk about the news, and then, we'll come back. Christina?
Yeah?
I do love you.
I know.
And I do think we'd make a really good pair.
Yeah, I know.
I really do. I know you don't believe it. I know you're scared I'm going to go shit all over everything. Probably might. But you know what? I love you.
Love you too.
And you're a sweet woman.
You sound like you're very regular. That's really good.
I sound really regular?
Yeah.
Oh, like you.
I disagree.
Like bowel wise?
Yeah. Well, you talk about it so fucking much.
Well, you know, I gotta stay regular.
I'm really proud about it.
I know. I like it. Because one of these days I'm gonna get old and I won't be able to.
Oh, my God.
Christina, how old are you?
I am.
Nobody cares. Are you beautiful?
How old are you?
Are you good looking?
She's gorgeous.
Is she smart?
Yep, very smart.
Are you in school?
And I can move my hips. Am I in school?
God, yeah.
No, she's not in school.
I can move my hips.
I bet you can't.
I can move my hips to the toilet.
Okay.
Bowel.
Okay, you know what? Language lady, you got a toilet. You got a toilet mouth. You got a potty mouth. That's worse than. You got a potty mouth. Your mommy and daddy should have spanked you more.
Okay, Christina, save yourself.
All right, we gotta go. Look, we're gonna get to some stuff.
Wait. No,
Christina, I got a show to do here.
Christina, I love you.
You know, we love you more. That was Christina. Everybody, we do love her here on Andyland, where we like to take poops.
Poopyland. Poopyland Radio.
God, yeah. Up next on the show, we have Free at Last, named after Christina Schell. We're gone. I'm unshackled from her. No, we do love Christina Schell. A toast to her in 2019.
A toast.
Toast, boys.
A toast.
Free at Last, pop on Andyland Radio. Hello, I'm Andrew Willis, and things are getting funky here in studio. We had a damn good time. We're hanging out, chatting with friends and lovers and all that fun stuff with Christina Schell, who I love, who I'm going to be on her podcast by the sounds of it. So whoop. Anyone who got a little tense there for a moment, I know I did. I thought, uh-oh, what's happening here? Things are going south, but then they weren't going south. So
it was really a saucy 10 minutes.
It was a good time.
Had a good time.
Yeah, I had a fun time. I don't know. That was Leon Else, everybody, with What I Won't Do for Love. I do really love that song. I think we're going to have somebody else calling into the show. They're more than welcome to. Is it Chris Schreiber?
Yeah.
Chris Schreiber wants to call in? Yeah, Chris, call in. But, you know, we're going to get to some stuff first. You might be on hold for a sec. Oh, here's Chris. Chris, welcome to the schmear that's Andyland Radio.
Is that Chris?
It's
Patty. Patty, you sound brain damaged. Are you okay?
Hey, dude, that's not fair.
Hey, Patty. Yeah, I hear a rumor that you knew that I had a crush on you. Is this true?
Holy fuck. I don't know. Did you?
I kind of did.
Well, okay. Well, the truth comes out. Thanks, dude.
With a butt like that, I don't know, man.
It is a nice butt. I'm not going to lie.
Who are we with? Who's there?
Willis, that's a tough take, buddy.
That is flattering.
Chris, who's there? Is it you, Patrick?
You got the boys on the line.
All the boys?
Is Kristen Musbich there?
No.
Damn. Damn.
Guys, he got so excited. Aww.
Yeah, Christian Musbich is a beauty.
Calm down. Andrew.
Okay. My top picks for hot hockey bros are Aiden Bates-Smith, followed by Christian Musbich, followed by Autumn Woods, who we found out plays hockey.
I did.
I know Autumn Woods as well.
Do you? Autumn. Wait, who Chris is this? Schreiber.
Oh, yes. Hi.
Like 2 weeks ago. No, yeah, 2 weeks ago.
Yo, small world.
Where'd you guys meet on Grindr?
No, we met on the street. He was hanging out with my friend Bayzad.
Oh, no way.
Chris is a homie.
That's amazing. Nice to hear you.
Chris, what are you doing tonight? Who are you with? What's all this fracas happening?
We were out at a soccer game, and then we unintentionally got rather intoxicated.
Oh, wow.
I love when that happens to me at a soccer game.
We were supporting our local establishment, the Canby, which is closing.
Well, Andy, I know it's closing.
Andy with soccer games would just be picking up all the balls, wouldn't he?
Oh.
You know what, Patrick? Your gay voice is starting to show. I'm starting to hear it. I think it's time we went on a date and you got in touch with your sexuality. Got comfortable with it.
You guys can touch balls together. It's fine. You guys can be the ball boys.
Touch balls. I don't want to touch balls. I want to touch bodies.
Oh.
I'm going to touch dinks. Patrick, are you showing me yours or what?
Well, okay, Andy.
No, Andy.
I'll give you an ultimatum. If it's you can sit in the corner and you bring a hot girl along and you can be the voyeur for the night.
I'm down.
Wow.
Rosemary, get the car warmed.
Oh,
Rosemary.
Yeah,
I'm bringing Rosemary.
No way. No.
You know
no.
what? My friend.
No.
My friend Autumn Woods looks really good in a blonde wig. Can I bring him?
You're really misinterpreting the fact that Patty is a serious sufferer of the micropene. And
no.
Oh, my God.
Does he actually have a micropenis?
And
so does Bennett by the sounds of it. He was too embarrassed to whip it out. I won't believe it. Photos or it didn't happen.
Man, I'll whip it out on this gosh darn radio show if you need me to.
Right.
Okay.
Always pleasantly surprised with the microphone because it's always such a compact structure. You don't always have to worry about the ergonomic type of thing.
Patrick.
Efficiency.
Patrick, I think you should just
Patrick, what did you drink tonight?
A few. Don't worry about
a shandy. You're sipping a shandy.
This kid.
The Canby was good to me. That's all I'll say. Yeah. All
right.
Exactly.
There you go. Did you find a hot chick tonight? There's a lot of Irish girls out there.
I found Chris.
Yo, Patty, you're also live in the whole like pit arena.
Yeah, you know that. You know that. You know that. Actually, you know what, Patty, why don't you come to the station? There's a big nightclub that's right across from here, and there's a ton of girls here.
There you go.
That can appreciate a man with a micro penis.
The thing is, like, I don't like people from UBC. So,
yeah, that's because you're from Western, so you're so exclusive.
Don't worry, I'm with you.
Yeah, I mean, like most people, just generally, anyways, not from Western, but it's okay.
Patrick, are you and I going to hang out? And for real, I mean, I'm not. And now this is me just being Andrew Willis.
Oh, the,
station to amuse you, Andy.
This is just Andrew being Andrew. This isn't Andrew being the radio dude or whatever, host or whatever. This is just me and me being friends. Like, can you, Rosemary, and I actually hang out for serious? And none of these dick jokes or anything like that, but actually for real. Like, would you actually want to hang out with us too?
Sure, I don't care.
Yeah, do you want to do a hike?
Yeah, sure.
What are you thinking? What are you doing this weekend?
I can do it in the morning, probably.
All right, I'm down. Okay, well, let's get together right, Saturday. Rosemary, are you doing it?
Saturday, sure.
Yeah. Bennett, do you want to come?
Oh, man, I'm previously booked. I'm sorry.
All right, okay, whatever.
Wow.
Busy. Which hike are we doing, though? Maybe that'd change.
What does it matter to you? You're not coming. You're busy at home measuring your penis. Sending me photos.
Poor
Bennett. Patrick, what were we going to say?
I said let's do it, whatever.
Okay, sweet. I'm holding you to it. Saturday morning, you, Rose, Murray, and I are going to hang out.
Are you
going to
keep up, Andrew?
Murray!
Oh
my God, stop.
Let's hear a good Murray from you guys.
Murray!
We love Murray.
You guys are so mean.
Boys, you know what? You know how to make a country girl feel good.
Country? What?
Yeah, you give her a beer and a slap on the ass.
Wow.
That a boy, Patrick.
Patrick's made for Ambulan Radio. Hey. Yeah.
Don't
Patrick.
Say that. I'm not a sexist show. I'm not a misogynist.
We just gave you your best interview on your show.
I would have to say you are
listening before, so.
You know what, Chris? If you ever came to the station, I'd have some cold beer for you. And I don't know. Sit and chat with you. Okay, boys, I gotta let you go. Is there anything else? What's happening downtown? Is there anything else happening that's fun?
Dude, we're already back on the North Shore. We're just the North Shore guys.
Yeah, clearly, because you're back home at 11:30 at night, and you call that a night out. Have fun, boys.
Yes, we are. You know what, Andy? I don't need no judgment. I thought this place was a safe space.
Well, it was until I broke it, until I blew the roof off the place.
Pretty much.
Yeah,
that's the danger zone.
Chris, are you going to come on this hike on Saturday or what?
By not having it a safe place, you don't use a condom or.
Patrick, you and I both know you don't ever wear condoms, so.
Yes, because he has a micro peen. They don't make them that big.
It wouldn't. No,
you mean a macro peen?
Come on.
I wouldn't reach anyone. Know that, Andy.
Here's the thing, Patrick. When it comes to the size of your ween, I mean, mine's pretty average, but I'm just saying, nobody cares. Really, nobody cares.
Truth.
I mean, I care, but I mean, nobody else cares. Just me. So don't worry about it.
That's how you use it.
Yeah, exactly. All right, boys, I got to let you go.
Bye,
we got
guys.
A show to do here. We got to go talk about cats. Rosemary's really interested in striking up a conversation about cats.
What? No, I just think it looked weird.
The animals?
The movie.
I know it looks really strange, right? I don't know. Ask the movie review.
Patrick. Are you going to watch the new Lion King?
I already did.
Yeah? If you didn't like it, you're racist.
Not sure that those correlate.
They could.
Okay. Well, I think half of the cast is white, so...
Between two?
You're sitting there trying to see who's white on a movie, and you're saying that you're not being racist.
Well, you're the one saying...
I don't know. I wasn't the one that was counting white people in a movie, saying, uh-oh, there's not enough white people in this movie.
I'm pretty sure there's no people in that movie.
They're lions?
Yes. Yeah, sorry. I cut off your mic there.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah, that was weird. Yeah. Okay, look, Patrick, I got to let you go. We got to do a show here. It was really good to have you on, talking about your micro penis. And,
bye, Patty.
Yeah, bye. And that you're going to come on a hike. Swearing the Virgin Mother, you're going to be going on a hike with us on Saturday?
There's no such thing as a Virgin Mother.
Well, I don't know. Didn't you go to, like, St. Thomas Aquinas? Virgin Mary, sorry. Well, whatever, she's a mother. She had a kid. Whatever. Are you going to swear on some person that never existed that that there's going to be a hike happening Saturday morning? There was no Virgin Mary. This is garbage.
Rosemary's face palming.
I don't really
like, literally. Literally.
Like, I don't, yeah, sure. You
yeah, that, no, yeah. It's not possible. Look.
Wait, you seem to be the one keeping us now, so.
That's very
all right, then I'm dumping you, okay? See you on Saturday morning, okay, boys?
See you, buddy. Bye.
Murray, I love you. Bye. That was fun.
That was a hoot.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. What do you think about the movie Cats? That's the only way to follow up on that one.
I'm pretty scared, to be honest.
Yeah? Autumn?
Yeah. It looks disturbing because, like, you know the Uncanny Valley?
Yeah.
Boobs. What?
Like the cats have they have boobs. Fur boobs.
Yeah, it's
they
literally do. It's literally just going to be a furry nightmare. But I guess not a nightmare for furries.
You know what? I think that it's the true payoff of the furry genre. I think
this is like the peak of the furry genre. This is like the Kubrick of furries.
I think they look better animated than in real life.
For those of you who don't know, Cats, the theatrical stage play is coming to theaters as a movie adaptation with James Corden. Who else is in there?
Jason Derulo.
Weird, right?
Swift, really?
Taylor Swift, Rebel Wilson.
Taylor Swift.
Ian McKellen.
Judy Dench. Judy Dench. Who we love. Wheel her out. And it's going to be a good movie.
Wheel her out.
Just wheel her out there. Drag her out.
Jennifer Hudson did a really good job of the Moonlight song.
Yeah, if you don't like Jennifer Hudson, you're racist too. So.
Wow.
I bet you Patrick doesn't like Jennifer Hudson. Patrick.
Poor Patrick, he probably does.
Allegedly, Patrick's sitting in the audience being like, oh, there's one white person. Okay, put a little tick on this box. All right, there's five. Oh, there's not enough white people. With micro penises.
Continue.
No. You go on. This is your show, Autumn.
No, I'm pretty sure it's not called.
It is your show.
Is it my show?
It's Annie Line Radio with Andrew Willis.
I don't want to talk about
featuring the
stars.
Stars Autumn Woods.
That's me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got music out.
I do have music out.
We like it.
Thank you.
I like Sriracha. That's not you. That's a different band, but you're also in it.
Yeah. So I produced that song.
Sure.
And I sing the chorus and I have a verse. And then all of the guys in here, except for Koji.
Let's hear from Owen and Koji. Yeah, because we haven't heard from either of them yet, really.
Come on.
Hey, Owen.
What's up?
The brothers.
Blow me away with your personality.
How so?
I don't know. Yeah. Tell me about you. What do people need to know? What do people not know about you yet that they just need to know?
Yeah, this kid's
Bennett's nodding his head.
This kid's an ex-Travis Scott, but people don't know it yet.
No. You gotta, come on, just ask me questions.
If you're the next Travis Scott, then Hal is the next Mac Miller. That got dark. That got very dark.
Shout out Hal.
Casting some shade. Yeah.
Yeah, Owen.
Owen, sorry, back to you. Rosemary wants to hear a preview of your upcoming stuff.
Hit a verse.
Yeah, let's hear it. Here, I'll turn on the music here.
Do it.
All right, let's hear it.
Want me to hit some?
Yeah.
Yes. No, I just want you to stand there and ask me. Go, okay. Do it. Come on.
5, 6, 7, 8. My heart is nuclear, crystal clear, so surreal that everything is super real. Hit the blooper reel. I need to see them at the feet of defeat and give them a fist to greet, bitch. Where my wrist been, a lot of drip been. Little bitch, a little scared of superstition.
Oh!
I'm on a list affiliated with the prodigies. Follow me, you wanna be, but you cannot define me. I run around town, about to get a bus down. It's about, oh, fuck.
That was awesome. Shout out.
Yeah, that's
Koji, how are you gonna make that happen?
Man, I don't rap. I just play. I play the DJ.
You're almost gonna have to be your own one man version of Cats still to follow up with that.
Nah, I ain't got nothing to follow up with that.
That was really good.
Owen, you're so good.
Owen's really good.
See, between the two of us, he's like got the vocal talent, and I kind of work the magic behind it all.
Good for you.
No, I don't.
Koji's the best DJ in the city, no cap.
So
debatable.
Koji, what do you play when you're playing with Autumn Woods here?
My skin flute.
For his recorder.
No, the recorder. I guess I'm the relative's hype man. This is the best thing to say. So
yeah, you get all hyped up.
Warm up the crowd, you know. Talk to him, make him feel good.
Yeah, he's the DJ.
He's like a rodeo clown.
Pretty much.
Yo, fun fact, me and Owen actually do come from a clown.
What?
I guess, yeah. Or our dad's a juggler. He's a professional juggler.
No way.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
The checkerboard guy.
That's wild.
Checkerboard guy, yeah.
Shout out the checkerboard guy.
Yeah, big shout out to our pops.
Yeah, where does he perform?
He's all over the place. He's on cruise ships right now. Like,
oh,
he's
no
like
way.
Big and
he's like in a real deal.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, he's
real. I've never spoken to someone who's had a juggling dad. No, I'm serious. Everyone's laughing like as if I'm dead. I'm dead serious.
Yeah. Such a weird
statement. Well, I mean, it was like definitely like a different kind of upbringing, you know.
Did you go on cruise ships when you were kids?
No. He just taught us all his tricks. Like, I know.
Wait. Sweet Life. Oh my God. Did you watch The Sweet Life and say that could have been my life? That could have been my world.
Yeah, except our version was more like Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Oh, no. They were bougie kids. I've yet to see a Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah, me too.
So expensive.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
Boys, do you guys know a lot of circus clowns or mimes?
I know a lot of clowns.
Do you really?
just in general, people be clowning all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got some clowns in the studio right now.
That's for damn sure. Funny. It's like Ringling Brothers. Bennett, what do you think about this?
Man, I really want to see the tricks that you and Koji can pull off, because I hear you guys ride the unicycle. Yeah. Like, how tall, though?
7 foot.
See, wow.
Yeah.
Do you do it in, like, Victorian garb, like one of those weird people?
No.
Live
I
off of Main
to,
Street?
No, I had these special pants that, like, look like aprons at start, and then you, like, pull them through your legs, and then they turn into pants.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So and then
you know what you look like? You actually do look like you could do, a handstand on top of someone's shoulders. I feel like you could do, like, gymnastics.
Is it just, like a feeling that you get? Yeah. Or is it just, like, how we look? Or, like what brought you
you're
to this
You're compact,
conclusion?
But you're physical.
Mm. Yeah. Okay.
I'm tall and I'm not physical, so.
Yeah, dude. We should do that. Like when we get famous, just make that our stunt. You know, just I'll have you on my.
Try.
I'll have you rap on.
No,
on
yo,
my
we'll
shoulders.
Do the table trick.
Which one's the table trick?
You know, where you like.
Oh yeah, the acrobat. Oh yeah, fun fact: we're also dancers too, so we know a little bit of acrobat.
Okay, so for the Instas, when we leave, I know it's getting late. We're totally running late on today's show, but it's so worth it. This was a really fun show, boys. Phenomenal. What do you think?
Yeah. We got some very talented people in this room right now.
I know. Thank you. Big round of applause to everyone here. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
I like it.
I like you.
I like you.
Thanks.
I don't like you as much as Bennett, but
I do.
I like
your favorite.
I don't know. Bennett, are we going on a date? Yes or no?
Is this
I want to know.
Dick size thing.
Are we going to go on a date?
No, it has nothing to do with dick size. I just was gaffing about that.
Yeah, I'm
I don't
sorry.
Care.
I have a female friend.
Ew, gross. Okay, Koji, we're going on a date. That's it.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do you have a female friend?
No.
Okay, good. You're shackled to me.
Oh boy.
After this interview. Goes. Oh, it's weird. I don't know.
Look under your chair. There's handcuffs.
Oh my. Ooh.
Weird. Andy, you should have caught me 3 years ago.
I know.
That would have been...
When you were, 14 years old? That would have been really great for me.
Andy, I'm 25.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
No way.
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
How old are you, Andy?
Here. I am not a day over 22. Thanks for sharing. Rosemary, talk to Bennett here.
Hey.
Rosemary. Yeah.
This is like speed dating, Rosemary.
Why? Yeah, Jesus Christ. I'm just getting used all the time.
Pardon?
I'm kidding. I'm
she
kidding.
Is a Western girl after all.
Oh, no.
She's been to Foco,
honey. I'm against the, what's it called? I'm like a one out of the, I don't know what to say. What's like one out of the fray when you're against
diamond,
the fray?
Against the grain.
Against the grain.
That's you.
There you go. Yeah. You're actually 25.
Yeah, I'm 25 years old.
Wow.
Isn't that so weird?
In April.
I would have...
Wow.
Yeah. Okay, really so this right here is the date.
No, but I'm seeing you don't look 25.
Oh, you have beautiful.
Okay, so you and you and Bennett right now, Rosemary.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
You're at a date right now.
He has a girlfriend.
Who cares? He's having.
Well,
he needs
okay.
a.
We can still go
he's a Mormon.
Talk about your poetry. There you go.
Oh, I would. Yeah, yeah sure. Let's.
You're a poet.
Yeah,
tell us about
poet.
It.
So yeah, I like to write. When I write poetry, I just like to just set the scene, set the tone, and get some. Candles out and burn some incense and rose petals. Run a bath, hot bath, really. Just get the vibe going. Yeah.
I feel like you were kind of made for radio, though. Your voice is, you like that. Right?
I went to school for radio, actually.
Oh, my God.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Tell us about it.
I did. I went to Van Arts Broadcasting Diploma Mill.
Wow.
And they churned me out. And that
like a
stick.
Western girl.
Oh.
No.
Bennett's a voice actor.
No.
I'm a voice actor.
Oh, are you?
Really?
Yes.
What does that entail?
That entails going to a lot of auditions and being told no a lot. Which
do you do animation like stuff?
I've done a few video games.
Cool.
Yeah.
Rosemary, are you interested? You like a man with a job, right?
I'm just super interested in this whole voice thing, voice actor. So like do you what's it called on the radio when they have ads? Do you ads?
Imaging?
Like jingles,
I've done a lot of auditions for imaging and stuff like that. I'd love to do imaging. Andy?
Here,
would you do
one right now for me? Let's hear it.
Okay,
let's hear
it.
Okay, get into the mic. Everyone be quiet. I'm turning off your mic so that way we just get what you're saying. Okay, this is what you got to say. Making you feel smarter and happier, it's Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. All right, let's see it.
Making you feel smarter?
Oop.
I got the wrong mic.
Whoop.
I got the wrong mic. Okay, let's one more time. Okay, go for it.
Making you feel smarter and happier, it's Andyland Radio.
I like that.
That was really good. Yeah, that was really good. You should hire him.
Now you got to say to me, you got to say, you're the most beautiful man I've ever met, Andrew. And I love you very much. Okay, ready? Go.
You're the most beautiful man I've ever met, Andrew. And I love you very much.
Oh, wow.
He sounds well hung.
It's so interesting to watch someone like get all prepped. Wow.
I know.
That's what you do when you have a voice, a good voice.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. I guess.
Someone else talk. Owen.
I'm depressed.
Why?
I've lost my mojo. I'm saddened.
No mo mojo?
I'm a little bit saddened.
What are we going to do? No, how's the show going to continue?
How can we get your energy up? No.
You got to say to me, you got to be, okay, here's what you got to do for me. You got to say, Autumn, what do you think you should say to me to make me feel happy?
Coming up next.
Coming up next.
I just thought like you meant for your show.
No, for me.
Boost
my ego. Let's hear it. I want to hear something nice from you. Say something nice. Okay, I'm just going to isolate the mic.
Just from... Andy, your highlights are gosh darn gorgeous. You look so beautiful. I watched your story today and I thought, damn, that guy's introspective. Especially when you did that motivational talk last night. I was inspired. I gotta say. Plus, I think you'll look great in a crop top this summer. Work on that bod and you can do it, dude. You're just like what you said.
You can do it. You know what? That was awesome. I don't think we need to say any more other than that. That was great.
Perfect.
Rosemary, okay, so you just had a speed date with Autumn and with Bennett. Who are you going for? Here, pass the mic over to her. Let's see.
I don't think I really have a choice, though. Bennett's taken. Okay, I'm sorry, Bennett.
Bennett wasn't taken.
What?
No, Bennett wasn't
taken. I can't choose.
Not for the please.
I can't choose. That's too hard.
Okay, then let's throw a third man in the mix. Me.
Here we go.
It's me. That's a big contender over here.
Them two over you.
Oh.
She is a Western girl.
Sorry, honey.
All right. We got to get to some music. We have Fruit Tones, I Know Where Love Comes From, next on Andyland Radio.
We have you covered. Visit AndylandRadio.com for clips from previous episodes. Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis. Our borders are always open.
Check out the new album Zam by Frankie and the Witchfingers. Available now on all major streaming platforms.
CITR 101.9 FM.
losing is too. Roses are falling, roses from falling for you. Ooh, the ache inside, the hate. I found a way to sit and wait, and now I can't. Your voice, your face, without a trace, I'll wait for you. Roses are falling for you. You. You bring out the worst in me. Sometimes when I'm around you, I feel like pure evil. I guess they say nobody's perfect, but they've never met a devil like you.
Roses Are Falling, Orville Peck on Indieland Radio. I love that song. It's so tender. I love listening to Orville Peck, especially when I'm at home. You know, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, he's got a beautiful voice.
He has a great voice.
It's just so soothing.
Just like your voice.
Thank you.
Just like Bennett's voice. Just like Rosemary's voice.
Nice.
Owen.
Not as nice.
Koji. Koji, you're in a frat.
I am in a frat.
We never yeah, got to talk about
yeah,
that.
Well, what's up? What do you want to know about it?
I don't know.
It's a pretty cool experience. I've been doing it for 5 years, and I kind of just grown out of it. Like
a lot of sex happening.
Yeah. A lot of like, you wake up and you're like, ugh, kind of sex. You know what I mean?
A lot of skanks.
It's not good sex.
It's not that it's not good sex. It's just like empty sex. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just have sex for the sake of having sex.
Rosemary knows all about that. She went to Western.
Oh, my God. You know what? No.
Yeah.
I'm sick of that.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
I know exactly what to say. Goodbye, boys, girls, friends.
Bye.
This has been so much fun.
I know.
I'm going to miss you.
Yeah. Love you.
I'm
going
to miss you more.
It's been so much fun.
Owen has to work at 5 in the morning. That's literally 4 hours and 57 minutes
from now. It's the way she goes. It's the fucking way she goes.
It's the way she goes, boys. Toast Array.
Toast
Array,
yes.
From Trailer Park Boys.
Bless, yo.
Piss joke.
That makes me love you.
Yeah. If you want to find more stuff by our lovely friend Autumn Woods, you can always do so. It's autumn.underscore.woods.
Mm-hmm. On Instagram.
What? On Instagram. What's your Twitter?
It's Autumn Woods.
No one's looking at it. Who looks at Twitter anymore?
Literally, Twitter. Nobody. Twitter doesn't matter unless you already have a following.
Yeah, it's weird.
You can't build something on there.
Yeah. Just look at him on Instagram. Look at him in pictures. Google him.
Find me.
Print them out, put them on your wall.
Yeah.
I know Bennett does it all the time. Bennett's wall is littered with pictures of Autumn Woods.
It's actually scary. I don't like going in this room.
Yeah, it's weird. And there's a fan blowing in the corner, and they just kind of all do a weird thing. Yeah.
Big Rosemary. Fan.
Rosemary, let's talk about you quickly.
Oh, what do you want to know?
Well, we don't have that much time.
Oh,
so.
Right. Okay, yeah. So everybody check out Unsubscribe Magazine.
There you go.
For more details. And you can go to unsubscribemagazine.com to find out more about what we do. And we welcome any new writers or new collaborators from the area. So we'll be doing more stuff coming
all
up.
All right. There you go. If you want to catch more episodes of Andyline Radio, you can always do so. They are there. Just go to andylineradio.com. And as I always say to you, good night, sleep tight, and don't forget to tip your drag queen.
Andyland Radio with Andrew Willis is broadcast and taped live from the traditional, ancestral, and ceded territory of the Musqueam people. To listen to a recording of this episode and more, visit AndylandRadio.com. Andyland Radio is made possible by the students of the University of British Columbia and members of its Alma Mater Society. Production assistance provided in part by Madeline Taylor, Miles Black, Alec Christensen, and Dora Duber. Special thanks to the volunteers and collectives at CITR 101.9 FM and Discorder Magazine.
That's all, folks.